This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's House and Senate worked through the weekend, drawing somewhat closer to resolving the budget shortfall, but philosophically, they remain at odds. As New Orleans Senator Troy Carter put it last night,
at some point it becomes just a shell game. I think the people of Louisiana deserve better than that.
Senate Finance discussed the House-approved budget-cutting bill, HB 3, at length on Saturday.
Unlike the House, it took no testimony from any agency. We took testimony from all those agencies to try to get answers to the very questions and concerns that you have.
And Sunday, Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur brought amendments to the full Senate.
I'm presenting a bill that I think reflects the political reality. We're going to use $99 million of rainy day. This is not the most appetizing bill to bite into, but it looks like the one that will work for us, at least at this go-round.
He got approval for the effort from both sides of the aisle. Delhi Democrat Francis Thompson.
I didn't come to Baton Rouge to tear down what has been built before I came. I wanted to add to it.
And Slidell Republican Sharon Hewitt.
I'm going to support this because I think this is really the only solution for where we are today.
Yet while the Senate was increasing use of the rainy day fund to $99 million from the $75 million the House had agreed upon, the House was working on passing their bill that used no rainy day money at all. Though it hasn't passed yet, we wonder where it will all end up. New Orleans Senator J.P. Morrell says,
based upon the House's current behavior, at this point we're just kind of shooting in the dark.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.